Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin Lamed Vav. We'll pick it up from Lamed Hey Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. Yesterday we had ended off with the discussion how the Gemara proved from the pasuk of Lo Sarva Ish B'chol Moshe V'Seichem if a person is Chayav Misa, so we don't execute them on Shabbos. Picking up Omer Abaye. Hash did Omer Ein Ritzicha Doiches HaShabbos Ein Ritzicha Doiches HaAvoda Mikav HaChomer Uma Shabbos Sheni Decheis Mipnei HaAvoda Ein Ritzicha Doiche Oso, Savoda Shehi Doiche Oso Shabbos, Ein Adin Shlote Hei Ritzicha Doiche Oso. So Abaye says like this, you know, since Mises Beisin doesn't override the Shabbos, so Kavachomer, so the Mises Beisin isn't going to override the Avoda, so the Avoda is Doiche Shabbos. But Mises Beisin is not Doiche Shabbos, and Kavachomer, the Mises Beisin shouldn't be Doiche the Avoda. El Hadichsi, but in 1 second, how could they do? It says the Pasuk, Me'im Mizbechi Tikachenu Lamus. Hahu le korban yochid lo dochi Shabbos. So one says from the pasuk, you know, it would imply that that you would kill him if necessary, right? That would be overriding the avoda. So it says no, that's only talking about a korban yochid, like a shlum or something, which wouldn't be dochi Shabbos, right? That so we would take him out, even that would mean that we wouldn't be able to makar the korban. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Ihochi, lo tehei ritzicha doichi korban yochi mikav chomer. Right, so if that's going to be, that you can't say the Me'im Mizbechi is only referring to korban yochid, because the kav chomer teaches the Mises Beis Din that doesn't write the avoda even for korban yochid, right? Ma yom tov shenircha mipnei korban yochid, ein ritzicha doicho so. So korban yochid shehu doiche es yom tov, ein adin shelo tehei ritzicha doicho so. So, in other words, Rava is assuming that Korban Yochid is Doiche Yom Tov, right? So that's according to the opinion that we bring in the Dorim and the Davos on Yom Tov, right? So, Hani Chalamanda Omer Ein Nidorim Nidavos Kraven B'Yom Tov El Lamanda Omer Nidorim Nidavos Kraven B'Yom Tov My Igla Meimar, right? So then what are you going to say with that? So then the Gemara speaks out and says like this, Ela Omer Rava, Lomi Boyel Leman De Omer Nidorim Nidavos Kraven B'Yom Tov. That's not even necessary according to that Man De Omer. Doha Lomis Kayim Me'im Mizvechi Klal. Because you don't even get any Shaychus to Me'im Mizbechi, because if there's no chilik between, right, a Korban Yochid and a Korban Tzibur, with both Midoch the Yom Tov, you could do it, so then it could come out that if a person's Chayv Misa, then that wouldn't be able to be Doche any type of Korban either. Elafila Manda Omer Nidorim Nidavos Ein Kriven B'Yom Tov, right, Haksiv Me'im Mizbechi, Mizbechi HaMeyuchad Li, so it's my Mizbeach, right, that's what's miyucha, that's designated just for me. Umay nihu, what's that? That's the Talmid. That's a korban tzibur that's brought. To Omer Rachmona, me'im mizbechi tikachenu lamus. The Torah says that even though you still would take him off from the mizbech in order to he would kill, but that's what the pasuk is talking about. It's not talking about a korban yochid, right? Even though, you know, it's like this. Even though there is a pasuk that says you can't stop the korban yochid, right? And you kill that kohen. Okay. Dine Mamonos Hatumos Vataharos, right? So now I'm going to turn to Dine Mamonos, that in cases with Tumentara. So then we start with the greatest dayan on the Beis Din. So Omarav on the Havei B'min Yono Devei Rebbe, I was among them, among the kills recounted in Rebbe's yeshiva. Uminoi didi hava mischale bereisha, and I was the first one to stop. V'ha'anan maschilim in hagodol tnan, right? And why didn't they start with Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, right? He was one of the lower members of that. So Amarava berei deravo, the itema Rebbe Hillel berei deRabbi Velis. Shiny minyona deve Rebbe. No, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's case was different. Dekuru minyanaihu min hatzad havi meschali. They always would start from the side, right? Because you know you have to understand who we're dealing with. This is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So once he would say anything, then nobody is going to no one's going to question him, right? Rashi says min hatzad havi meschali. Maschale bipnei anova yaseira shahayabo, because Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi had such a tremendous anova. That's one pshat in it, right? Then the Gemara says, "Omer Rabba Berei de Rava Ve'itema Rabbi Hillel Berei de Ravelis Miyamos Moshe." From the time of Moshe Rabbeinu Ad Rabbi, meaning Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Lo Matzina Torah Gedula B'Malkam Echad. We never find Torah and Gedula, greatness, power, in the same place. Rashi says, "B'Malkam Echad Torah Son Gedulason Shel Yisroel Ba'Odom Echad." You had both the Torah and the leadership within one person. She'ein k'moisu b'chol Yisroel b'torah v'gedula. There's no one like him. Kigon Moshe shahaya gadol al kol Yisroel b'malchus v'torah. Moshe was a leader. He was the head of the din of a melech. V'chein Rebbe b'nasiyas v'torah. So Rebbe Yehuda Nasi was the Nasi, and he also had the Torah. So you don't find this type of power in the same place. So I saw Al Pi Drush, they explained why were they able to, and here we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, and about Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, what was their koach? How they would do this? Because it was b'makom echad. Because they always remind themselves of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shavis Yashem Lenegdi told me that they were always that. That's the makom of echad. They always, wherever they were, wherever place they were, was the echad. It's a nice drush. The Gemara says, "Second, is that really true? These were the only ones, is Moshe and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Velo ha have Yoshua. Yoshua also had. He was a leader. He also was." Gadol b'Torah, Havi Elazar, right? And there was Elazar also who was the equal of Yeshua. V'ha-havi Pinchas, and Pinchas also was there. So the Gemara says, no, Havi Zakenim. There were the Zakenim who were also equal to them as well, right? I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Let me just go back. No, they asked the Gemara like this. I'm sorry. Let me go back. Havi Yeshua. So Yeshua was the great. No, so the answer is no. Havi Elazar. Right, so Elazar was the equal to Yeshua, so he wasn't greater than everyone else. That's what it is. V'ha havi Pinchas, and it was Pinchas. No, havi Zakein, and Zakein were equal to Pinchas as well. So therefore, there wasn't anybody who was great. So the Gemara says, okay, v'havi Shaul, but there was Shaul who was again a leader and great Talmud Chacham. No, havi Shmuel. So Shmuel was the same, right? It's interesting that the Shmuel really lived first. So why did they ask that? The Marsha explains it should have been the opposite, right? She says that Shmuel was the greatest. No, but the Havamina was that maybe Shmuel only had Torah. They didn't realize that Shmuel also had the Gedulah as well. So even though Shmuel died during the lifetime of Shaul, right, so that would have meant that Shaul was the only one in Torah and Gedulah. So no, because from the days of Moshe until Rabbi Yeshua, there was no one who had for them all of their entire life, meaning there was some overlap between the two of them. So that's why that's not an answer. So Gemara tries again to find somebody else who had this Mila. V'ho havi David HaMelech. Yeah, right, David HaMelech, right? Ha Ira HaYairi. No, so there was Ira HaYairi who was on the same level in terms of learning. It wasn't a Melech, but in terms of learning, he was on the same level as David. Same thing. Didn't he pass away during the lifetime of David Melch? So same answer. Kulahu shnai kamrinon. We're talking about somebody who had this for their entire life, and David overlapped with him as well. So then the Gemara says, "V'ho have Shlomo," right? Shlomo was again great leader, big Talmud Chacham. Have Shimi ben Gera. So it was Shimi ben Gera as well. So actually, Shimi ben Gera was Shlomo HaMelech's Rebbe, right? Rashi says, Shimi Godol Haya, Kida Ashkhan Shiyor Likra, David Hayardin Be'elef Ish, right? So he was chasing David, he pursued him, right? We know the whole punishment that Shlomo gave to him because of how he mistreated David HaMelech, but at the end of the day, it says, V'hakotle, right? So Shlomo killed him in the beginning of Malachim Aleph. Someone says, no, Kule Shnei Kamrinan. The same Teretz is that we just said there was no one who was, his entire lifetime without any overlap. V'ho'havi Chizkiyah. So Chizkiyah, he was a Melech, he was a big Talmud Chacham. Shevna. So Shevna was also on the same level in learning in terms of Chizkiyah. V'ho'iktil, but he got killed, right? We did that Gemara earlier. Kulahu shnei kamrinan, now the whole lifetime. V'ho'havi Ezra, so it was Ezra. Ezra was the leader. No, havi Nehemiah ben Hachloi, Tim Twister, right? So Nehemiah was also the same level of Ezra. So Omer of Adabar Avo, Af Ani Oimer, Mimos Rebbe, Ad Rav Ashi, Lo Metzina Torah Gedul B'Malkam Echad. So Rav Adbar Ava says, no, I'll add another person to that, Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi had the same thing, this Torah and the Gedul in one place. Velo, one second, there wasn't anybody else. Ha, have Huna Bar Noson. Huna Bar Noson was also the same. No, it's not. He was not on the same level. It says the Gemara, Huna Bar Noson, makeif have kaifle l'Rav Ashi. So he was kof of him. He was a subordinate to him. So therefore, at the end of the day, the Gemara goes through all these different people, all these different famous Torah personalities to try to find somebody who had this, individual who had these levels of Torah and Gedula, and at the end it's only three. It's Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and it is Rav Ashi. So the Torah Chaim has a beautiful insight. This is one of those things that after you hear, you think, oh, why didn't I think of that myself? So what's Pshat? What's the unifying factor between these three great personalities? Moshe, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and Rav Ashi. So you write, that's Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah Shebichsav, right? Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi gave us the Mishnayos, and Rav Ashi, right? Ravina Rav Ashi were the ones who gave us over the Gemara. So the reason that they were able to be successful, because they had this idea, they had these two midos together, and that's why they were able to successfully transmit and to give over and to disseminate the Torah to the Klal Yisrael. Moshe, Rabbi, and Rav Ashi. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, "Dinei nefashos maschilim min hatzad." When we're talking now about capital cases where a person could lose their life, so we start min hatzad, which are the lowest level dayanim. So we're going to ask, "No hanimili, how do you know this?" Omer of Acha bar Papa, Omer Kroz. The pasuk says, "Lo sane al Riv." So Riv. It's interesting. It's lo sana al rav. Don't argue on the rav, on the master. Don't argue against the greatest one on or the Rosh Beis Din. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim. Achlokes the Rishonim. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's osir. There's an isser to argue with the Rosh Beis Din. You cannot do that. But others like the Ravid and the Radbaz says no. It doesn't mean there's an isser for a dayan who's not on the same level to argue with him. But it means it's really talking to the higher dayanim, the smarter ones, the greater, more experienced ones. They shouldn't try to intimidate the ones so that they'll feel unclear to argue with them. But what exactly is the scope of this? So it's really limited to logic. You know, it's mehechi tesi that a younger dayan has a better logic and a better svara than the Rosh Beis Din. But if for whatever reason he missed like an open mishnah or something like that, then of course he can speak up, and there's no prohibition whatsoever against arguing in that case. I saw the Shailas Yaivitz brings that in your day we have a din that a dover choshev is not bottle. Right, so where does that come from? So he thinks that could be over here, like this idea of the not arguing on the Rosh Beis Din. So too, that's the concept that the most choshva thing there doesn't become a bottle. He thinks that maybe our Gemara is the source for that halacha. Okay, the Gemara continues and says, Rabba bar Chana Omer Rabbi Yochanan mehocha. Really, we're learning out that you can't argue from the din when David was going to punish Novel. The Omer David la'anoshav. Chigru ish es charbo, vayachgru ish es charbo, vayachgor gam dovid es charbo. So this was a case of dinei nefashos, right? So David was the one who acted last. So you see from here that what's it called? That when David was punishing, he was the one who acted last, so everyone else went first. So Tosos X, the second last Tosos on the Daf, has a kash from the Gora in Megillah. Right, he says, "Deho omer Megillah daf yudalid mori b'malchus lo ba'im lemidainu." So if it's mori b'malchus, so what do you have to do a full, formal din over here? You kill him. So why is it you're trying to learn a source that you can't argue on the Rosh Beis Din, but this doesn't leave it? This doesn't follow the parameters of a regular court case. So yeshlomer no loy boy lemidainu kasher chayve misos aval the kabel edus, but for actually receiving the edus v'leide imhu mori b'malchus, that you would need. So to be makabel the edus, that's we really will learn out from here. But the actual punishment itself, you're right. So he just clarifies for a little bit what exactly is the limud and how we could use this as a source and why it's not a contradiction to the Gemara in Megillah. Okay, Vayter Omer Rav. Rav says, Shona Odom LeTalmido V'Don Imo B'Dinei Nefashos, that a person could teach his Talmud and he could judge with him, meaning that the Talmud is allowed to be part of him, part of the discussion. They ask you a kasha, hatahoros vahatumois ha'avuno v'rav talmido monim lahem shnayim. They're counted as two separate opinions. Dinei mamonos v'dinei nefashos v'dinei makos kiddush achodesh ibr shana avuno v'rav talmid ein monim lahem ela echod. Right, they only count as one, because we assume that basically whatever, there's going to be like an Ibn Zogar, he's going to just say over, right? The kid's going to say what his father said, the Talmud's going to say whatever his Rebbe said. So that's not called a separate opinion, right? And the Rambam, by the way, paskins this in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin, literally verbatim, that's the din. So it's a kash on Rav, so Moran says no. Ki ka'omer Rav, and Rav said this, kigon Rav kahanev Rav Asi. And it's not for every type of Talmud. Some Talmudim, yeah, that's really all there are. They're just like a parrot of the Rebbe. However, the Ligmarei the Rav Havi Tzriche, right? He needed that. He needed to teach over the Mesorah that he had from Rav. Ule Svari the Rav Lo Havi Tzriche. But for the Svaras of Rav, in that case, they could figure these things out. They had their own Svaras. They just wanted to know what he said, but in terms of why he said that, they could argue. Om Rav Yavahu, Svaru says no. Oh, I'm sorry, different point. Asar devarim yesh bein dinei mamonos ledinei nefashos. So there are 10 differences between monetary law and capital law. V'chulan ein nohagin b'shor ha'niskal chutz me'esrim u'shlosha. So all of these don't apply for killing a shor, but except the requirement of having 23 dayanim. That's the same. So minohan imili, how do you know that? How do you know this? So Omar Rav Acha Bar Papa, the Omar Kol Pasa says, Losate Mishpat Evyoincha Berivo. Right? You shouldn't be noite, you shouldn't be inclined one way for the poor of an Evyon. Right? Rashi said in last week's Parsha, an Evyon is someone who desires, a very poor person. So Mishpat Evyoincha Iatamate. That's the case where you can't be inclined towards one way. Aval atamate mishpat shoshor haniskal, but you could do this for the case of the shor haniskal, right? So that shows that there is a different set of halachic parameters when judging this case. Asara, one second, are there really 10? Are there really 10 different ones? Hatisha havi, there's only 9. Ha asara kitani, but you said there's 10? No, mishum de ein hakol kesherim, right? They're not all people who are fit to judge the dinim mamonos and dinim mamonos, esrim shloshim chadehi. And in fact, you need 23. They counted that as, even though listed separately, they counted as one. So that's why it came down to 9. V'ha ika achrinti. There's another one. Detanya ein moshivin v'sanhedrin zokin v'saros misha ein lobonim. That you're not allowed to put on the Sanhedrin a person who's zokin, a person who's eld, a saurus, a person who has been castrated, mish ein lo bonim, right? That a person who never had any children. So the Rabbeinu Yonah points out that the saurus here means person who was never able to have children. Doesn't mean that he was able to at one point in life, but then he didn't. Then in that case, it's not he's not disqualified. On the Zokin, so actually on the Zokin, there's an interesting discussion. What happens if the Dayan was appointed when he was younger, not too young, he's younger, and then he becomes a Zokin? So does he have to be removed or not? Because when we set him up in his position, he was, I don't give an age, but he was younger. So the Rashba says, yeah, he has to be removed. That's the din of a Zokin, regardless of where it was. And the Meir says, no, he could remain. Just because he became older, it doesn't mean that that's necessarily going to be a cause for his removal from the office. The Rebbeinu Yonah points that if there's no one of his same stature that's able to take over, so then he's allowed to remain. That wouldn't be a problem. The Gemara says, continues now, Rebbe Yehuda Moisif. Rebbe Yehuda added on another person who's not allowed to sit on the basin, Af Achzori, a person who's cruel. A person who's cruel is not allowed to be a dayan. We have compassion. The sugyas we learned about, pshara, compromising. You have to. There's a human element that a dayan needs to have as well. However, v'chilufeihen b'mesis. but all the opposite when we're talking about the Mesis. The Mesis was the person in last week's Parsha who tries to secretly convince somebody to worship Avodah Zarah. So in that case, no, we want these people. We want a cruel judge. We want a Zokin, a Saras, Min Shein Lobon. We want all these type of people because they're not going to have compassion on it. You're not allowed to have the Rachmona Om. The Torah says, Lo Sachmov, Lo Sachas Alov. You're not allowed to have any type of compassion or care for this one, and you shouldn't cover up for him, so you have to. So therefore we're going to try to put Dayanim on the basin who will be that way, that they're not going to have any sort of care for them, because we're looking to get him on this one. Okay. Hakol kasher ledun dinei mamonos. The Mishnah had said that everybody is allowed to judge dinei mamonos, monetary laws. The Gemara asks, Hakol asui mai? What's this Hakol coming to add? Amar Yehuda lasui mamzer. It's coming to teach that a mamzer is allowed to judge these types of cases as well. So how does a person become a mamzer? Says a machloi, because we hold if a child is born from a man and woman who, if they together, has a iser karis, chiyuv karis, then that kid is a mamzer. So the Gemara says that no, Hakol, everybody that comes, including even a mamzer. Someone asks, is that really true? Ha, Tanina, is that really what the Chiddush is? You know, of course it's true, but the question is that where we learn it from? Ha, ho, Tanina, Chadazim. No, we learned this one time already. Hakol, Roy, Ladun, Dini Nefashos, Roy, Ladun, Dini Mamonos. Anybody who's able to judge Dini Nefashos is able to also judge Dini Mamonos. It's like a Kavachomer. If we trust you, you're qualified enough to take away someone's life, so then Kavachomer, you could take away their money. Right, so if you're good for dinei nefashos, you can do this. V'yesh roi l'din dinei mamonos, v'ein roi l'din dinei nefashos. But there are some who would only allow them to judge lower level, lighter cases, which involve money, but not more serious cases, which actually could end up with somebody being killed. So the Gemara says, v'havin and bo, we said on this, lasuye mai, what's the chiddush over here? V'amar Rav Yehuda, lasuye mamzer. It's come and teach me a mamzer. So I already know from this brisa that a mamzer is, in fact, allowed to be a dayan. So how can it be that Armish is telling me Hakol Kashen Ladun Dinei Mamonos is coming to teach me a mamzer? I got this already. No, Chad Lesui Ger v'Chad Lesui Mamzer. No, one of them is teaching. One of the sources teaching that a ger is allowed to be a dayan, and one teaches that a mamzer is allowed to be a dayan. There is a Rambam. The Rambam is brought down in Perek Beis in Hilchos Sanhedrin. He writes Halacha Tes Beis Din Shel Shlosha Shehayu Echad Mehem Ger. If you have a Beis Din of three and one of them is a Ger, Hareiz Apostle Ad Shetiyu Imo Miyisroel. The Apostle's his mother is Jewish. Hay Echad Mehem Mamzer Afilu Shlosh To Mamzerin Hare Elu Kasherun Ladun. They have three mamzer allowed to. So Tosus is one really points out that it seems to be a contradiction whether a Ger is allowed to judge or not. It comes out that a ger is allowed to be a dayan for another ger, right? He could judge a fellow, convert's case as well. And there's a lot of discussion on this. In other words, we know throughout the Shas, right? We have Shmaya Vavtalion, that they were gerim, and they were the greatest. So some of the answers, someone should just actually ask this recently, how could that be? So some say that really they were the most qualified. And if they are the most qualified ones from there, then okay, that's who it is. That's the ones who can be the Dayanim. Others say, no, Shmaya and Vavtalion were not gerim themselves. They were descended from gerim, right? A third theory I saw was that maybe it was just like a temporary appointment, that it wasn't like a permanent position. But I remember hearing Rav Schachter speak about this, that there was a boy from a community, he didn't say where it was, and he was basically learning in the smicha program in yeshiva to go back and to be the rav for this community. Now, normally there is an Isra Swara, perhaps on Gerim, but he said, if there's no Breira, it's only him, there's no one else, so of course he gets the position. It's not between his two candidates and who's going to get the position. When there's no one else who's going to do the job, so then 100% the restrictions don't apply. Ramosha has a tshuva where he says that a ger could be a magid shir in yeshiva. Lyoshev said maybe he shouldn't be the Rosh Yeshiva. Maybe that would be like a sword, but to be a magid shir, that's like the Sefer L'Horos Noson. also has a thing like not for being like a dayan per se, but to being a magid shir would certainly be allowed. Tosfos here just in Chadal Asuya Ger, about 5-6 lines down, Yeshloma Dehochamari Ledun Ger Chavero. We're talking about where the Ger is going to judge his fellow Ger. But Fakert, there's a mitzvah, Vihafta Mesa Ger. So, right? So we get a double mitzvah. We have Avos Yisrael plus the added bonus of showing love towards Gerim. Okay, Zemur says, 1 second. So why didn't he have both then? Again, the question was, Mamzer and a Ger. Says, no, Tzricha, the Iyashmin and Ger. If you would have only told me the Ger is kosher to be a Dayan, the Roy Levobikahal, because he's perfectly acceptable to marry anyone. Ava Mamzer, Amalo, but without a Mamzer, no, since a Mamzer is not allowed, they're only allowed to marry another Mamzer, so then you think they couldn't be a Dayan. Viyashmin and Mamzer, if you would have told me that a Mamzer is allowed to be a dayan, I would say the reason for that is the bo mitipa kshera, because they came from a Jewish parent. Aval ger de lo bo mitipa kshera, but when the ger did not come from a Jewish parent, say ema lo, I think they can't be a dayan. Say tzricha. Therefore, that's why you have to have both the Brit Mishnah and the Brayis telling me both cases that both a ger and a mamzer are allowed to be dayanim in specific cases. Said the Mishnah. The Eina called Kasher Ledundin in Nefashos, but not everyone is allowed to judge, right? It could be a Kohen, a Levi, a Yisroel, who has a good Yichus, that his daughter could marry a Kohen. So one asks, my time, what's the reason for this? So the Tanya Rav Yosef, Kashem Shebezdin, Menukim, Betzedek, Kach Menukim, Mikomum. So just like they're clean in their Tzedek, their justice, so too they're clean from any Mum, it can't be a bal mum. So Amar Meimer Mikra, what's the pasuk for this? So the pasuk is in Shir Hashem Kulach Yofer Rayasi Umum Einbach. You're so fair and beautiful, my beloved. There's no blemish, there's no defects in you. 1 second, says in 1 second, maybe Bidil Mum Mamish. Maybe that means a real physical thing. They can't be that. Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Kra. He's Yatzvu Sham Imoch. So you should stand there with you. This is when they pick the in Parsha Bahaloscha, when they pick the Zakenim. So imach bedomen lacha. It has to be someone who is similar to you. That just like Moshe, you are not a balmum. So too, the Sanhedrin, it cannot be a person who is a balmum. There's a famous story from Ramosha that at a certain point in his life that he was going to have a pacemaker put in, and he was asking a lot of shilas. How it works, etc., and then explained that Moshe didn't want the pacemaker to turn him into a bal mum, because he believed Mashiach could come, and he will be picked as one of the members of the Sanhedrin. So they say, well, how could Moshe say that about himself? The Teretz is, it speaks volumes about a person, what true Anava means. Anava doesn't mean I think that I'm a nobody. I know who I am, but I realize that what I have in the gifts is exactly that. They're gifts from Hashem, and that I know I have talents. I'm not saying I'm not successful, I'm not talented in a particular area. I know Moshe knew who he was. He knew he was the Gadol Hador, but he understood that it was all from Hashem. Moshe was mamish, onuf mikol adam. But nevertheless, when the Shaila came up about the pacemaker, he wanted to look into it so that he wouldn't be a Baal Mum. That's what Gemara is saying over here. So everyone says, 1 second. V'dil mohosam ishum shchina. No, maybe that's Moshe couldn't have any mum because he was close to shchina. El omer of nachar yitzhak omer kra v'nasu itoch itoch b'domin l'cho lehevi. That you have to be similar to you. So that's talking about all dayanim and not just a special, exception or a din mesuyim within Moshe Rabbeinu. All of the dayanim have to be, cannot be a bal mum. Says it. Interesting question I saw quoted in the Cheshukei Chemed, right? Zilberstein's Sefer on this daf. So he asks, following case, what would be the halacha about a Kohen who was not able to walk? He had to go in a wheelchair, and there were no other Kohanim in the shul. So the question was, could they call him up? Could they give him a Rishon, right? Vikidashta, you have to give special cover to a Kohen. But the Kohen's a Balmum. So that was the question. So he says, he quotes the Prima Godim, who brings Mistapik, Ha'im Yesh Mitzvah L'Chavid Kohen Bal Mum. He has a suffix. Maybe you don't have a special din of giving cover to a Kohen who has a Bal Mum, right? V'kosev Shledas Ha'mogin Avraham. Simon Reish Pei Bei Sifkon Vov Shekotan Leis Bei Vikidashto Delo Bar Avodahu. Right, we don't have a din of giving kavod to a Kohen who's under Bar Mitzvah because he can't do the avoda. Who a din Balmum. So too says Magen Rami, you wouldn't have to give kavod to a Kohen who's a Balmum. V'chi Teimish a Balmum Yochel Echol Kodshim. You're going to argue and say, but the Baal Mum, he could eat kodshim, hu bichlal, he's in the, right? Because the puzzle says, vikidashtu ki es lechem elokecho hu makriv, right? So he is, he's bichlal, lechem elokecho hu makriv, that applies to him. Hallo, gam kotim yochalecho, afal pichin, eina bichlal kiddush, you don't have it. Shuv kosov prima godim, so he continues and he writes, shemizeh shekosov hashulchan orach sham sif yud gimel, mahadin, kishyesh sham koin sumo. What would be if you had a Kohen who was blind? Ich yale. How could he go up? Fahalo, ani yochli krois. He's not allowed to read the Torah. That's what the Gemara was talking about. That the Suma is not going to be able to read. So mashma de lule zesh ani yochli krois. If he wouldn't be able to, it was only the problem he couldn't read. Ola rishon. Afshehu balmum. Meaning not bothered by the fact that he's a Suma. The only bothered by the fact he can't read. So ach tzorach in b'makom sheish harbe kohanim v'ayin sham. So he leaves with the tzorach in if there would be other kohanim there. But lemaisa he could get it. Mashuk Sav Sofer, he continues, Kosov Efsha Shagam Maharit Varadbaz, Hasoivrim de Kotan Isbe Mishum Bekidashto, that you do have a special mitzvah deoraisa of giving cover to a Kohen who's under bar mitzvah. Hain Mishum Shia Roy Lahakriv Lechem Elokecha Kodosh Yomolo, Mekatnuso, Aval Balmum, de Lo Yavolo Olum Ledekach. Modim de leisa vikidashto. So maybe since the Kotan could do this, meaning he's going to come into this, like he finds a similar halacha in terms of writing tefillin, right? Chereshot v'kotan. So a Kotan could do this, chereshot could not, because they're never going to come into the parsha of tefillin, but the Kotan will eventually come into it. V'das Torah hevish achinuch kos beferish. He writes explicitly mitzvah reish samech tes. Pasuk v'hayu kodesh lamadim. We learn shazera hu b'yuchas kulo. All of them tamim ubal mum. Both a person who is complete and a person who has a mum. Tzorech lechabdim. You have to give kavod to them as well. Which is the quotes two other related shilas. If wearing glasses, if a Kohen would wear glasses, would that be a mum as well? Also, maybe it's wearing an extra bag. Is the bag costly? Quotes from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita that no, glasses are not gimel by gimel, so it's not considered a beged as well. And he also brings that wearing glasses would not be a halachic problem whatsoever in terms of the poor eyesight that would render someone into being a balmum. You know, if the halacha would have been that way, then we'd be in deep trouble, because you look around the yeshiva, you want to describe somebody, you describe him as, you know, the guy with the yarmulke and the glasses, right? That for whatever reason, Hashem seems that a lot of Jews wear glasses, but that is not a problem whatsoever. And he goes to Holarichas that says that Kotzeria lav havimum, that's not a problem. Okay, we'll stop. We'll pick it up with the Mishnah Mirat Hashem tomorrow.